capacities that in regard to experience, we don't even have to verify. We don't have to bother. Avon Zorach Nishirali Misalit. That's not in accordance with the Roshi. I mean both the Mechaba Pasmas like the Shidis Hageni and the Rosh Pasmas like the Shidis Hageni. But the Rosh Pasmas like the Shidis Hageni in respect to Mumchi, but in respect to Huzak, to you, he says, we're not even required Lechatchile to ask him any questions. Why? Because the Yerufel Hashim. Why? Because that's not the Roshi. The Roshi thing is that we have to ask him. Did you have experience? Did you share at least 3 times successfully without any problems? And then if he says yes, but without verifying this matter, we're not allowed to let him share Lechatchile the Roshi. But the Mechaber, he passes like the Ram. And the Ram says that from the Rif and from the Rambam, it's mashma, that in regard to Mumchi, we have to ask him, we have to test him. In regard to the question of experience, we don't even have to ask him. Why? So what? What's the difference? After all, there is aloche, that even though we rely on love, but if Efshel Yivareyam, the Rabbonim are Mechuyev to Yivareyam, so here too we should be Mechuyev to Yivareyam. So the Ram says, there is a difference. As a matter of fact, I think that the Rashba also mentions it. There is a difference between experience and Pkiyas. Because in regard to Pkiyas, the Gemara uses the Lashon Reiv Mitzui Nitl Shvetim Yuchnei. So that implies there is definitely there are a mute of Jews who have the audacity to undertake to become Shochtim without even knowing the Ilcheshvim. There is a Rov and there is a mute. Here the Gemara doesn't say Rov Shochtim Eino Neofim. The Gemara says Liyuluv Elechashim. So it's not a question of Rov and mute. I mean, this is something one doesn't have to preach. In regard to Pkiyas, Ilcheshchite, there is a mute of Jews who undertake to share without knowing Ilcheshchite. But the role of Jews who undertake to share know Ilcheshchite. Masha'inki, we got the experience, so we look at Ilcheshchite. We don't have to be afraid. So this is how the Mechala passes. I will talk to Shalom Yisrael. Now there is another sheet, Siddur HaShem, the sheet of the Mordechai, and the Baloitu, and the Yozoruah. And their sheet is that Amoroyim, who do not explain the mission in accordance with the Lashon, in accordance with Rabbinah's second Lashon, so they hold that the evidence would die. According to Rabbinah, so even the evidence also. Even the evidence also. And these Amoroyim, so they say the evidence would that, but Lechatchile they are made. And so in what way are they different than the Shiras Hagenim? According to the Shiras Hagenim, there is also Lechatchile. But according to the Shiras Hagenim, we are allowed Lechatchile to let Islamic Jew share as long as we have the intention of testing him after the Shvita. So we don't have to test him before the Shvita. According to Balayito, there is Ruah Mordechai. No, we are not allowed to let Stami Jew share just because he says, I'm a Boki, I'm the best Shechet in the world, and the biggest Boki in Shchite of all the Shochet in the world. Just because of he says that, we are not allowed to let him share, even if we have the intention of testing him after the Shvita. Why? Because maybe after the Shvita he will not manage, he'll disappear. So the Mele, according to Balayito, the Rosu and the Mordechai, Lechatchile, we are not allowed to let the Shechet check until we test him first. And even if we have the intention of testing him after the Shechet, we are still not allowed to let him check. This is what Ramos says. V'yei shleima she'in lismeich al hazok yalav devet. Aval Lechatchile, ein lismeich al hazok. V'mokim yechil v'arei. But the Mechaba also says the same thing. The answer is the Mechaba passes like the Shiras Hageni. So it's muter lismeich lechatrile, and the law of the chazoke. But we have to have the intention of testing him later on. So he says, and then in respect to experience, so the Ramoy is certainly chilek lidamne and the mechaber, because the mechaber passed things like the Ramsh Shite b'shei Rivin for the Ramba, that in regard to experience there is no lechatrila altogether, leave for the chashino, and the Ramoy passed not that even in regard to experience, so we are not allowed to let anybody share unless we verify that he has experience. All right. Aber kapitel in lisa hazok im okim okim lebar. Vichol ze maire ba'achirim sheinu pkin v'yedi im ze ha-sheichet bokir la aber ha-sheichet atzmei lo yishchei aber pi sheyedeya hilche shchi aber pi sheyedeya hilche shchi ומומחה עד ששוחד דימו פומי בפני חוכם ומומחה בילכה שחיתה שידע שהוא רוגל ויזוריס שלא ניסהו תור בשם הרב that's the ראש הרב. So in other words, this whole halacha applies to us. We need a sheikh, and someone comes, some Jew comes, and he says, I'm a terrific sheikh. So in Mele, We are allowed to let him share. We're allowed to let him share according to the Sakal Mechaber. So we're allowed to let him share even without testing him first, as long as we have the intention of him, according to the Ramor. So we have to test him first. But in regard to the Sheikhat himself, so even though the Sheikhat knows that he's in Bokim Hashem, so then the sheikhet is not allowed to undertake to share if he doesn't know himself in his heart that he has experience of shechting three times successfully without any problems. In other words, and the three times have to be tzufi, one after the other. Suppose the sheikhet knows he tried once to shecht, he was not able. Then he shecht another behemah, he was nabi. Then again, he shecht the behemah, he was nabi. Then again, he shecht, was not nabi. Then again, he shecht the behemah, he was nabi. Then again, he was not nabi. So if he knows that this is what happened to him, he's not allowed to shecht. In other words, but he has to know that he was shechit three times successfully in succession. So then he's allowed to undertake to volunteer to share. But until he knows that, he is not allowed to undertake to share. At the shochat, give upon me, b'fnei chochom mumchem b'cheshchita shidei asherob b'ezor asher nisal. V'loch hinei agim, she'inodom sheichei Elohim ke'inotal kabole l'fnei chochom. So why did this practice? This man chazal, we see, there was no practice of a sheichet that he must have Kabbalah. Well, no, you see, I mean, the Gemara doesn't even mention Kabbalah. And the Gainim and the Shein don't mention anything about Kabbalah. That developed this practice that the Sheikhet must have Kabbalah, developed in the days later. So he says, Obo Mishen Yuchazah of Yisrael. So he says, Sheikhet Sheikhet Elohim Kinotu Kabbalah Nechot. And it's based upon the Shiras Ram, because the Rambam says that the Sheikhet is not allowed to volunteer to Sheikh unless he knows two things. First of all, that he is a big Boki of Hashrite, and number two, that he knows that he has experience as a successful Sheikh. Sometimes one might have experience, but not as a successful Sheikh. So he has to know that he has experience as a successful sheikh. So mele and sins is le'achsha dore. So bisman chazal. So the Jews were on a higher madrega spiritually. So mele it wasn't necessary for the chachomi to require that the sheikh should have kabbalah from a competent talmud chacham. So the melee, because it was actually, but then there was a deterioration in the spirituality of the Jews. So the melee, it was instituted that a sheikhet should not be allowed to share unless he submits us a kabbalah from a competent Talmud Chacham, from a well-known competent Talmud Chacham. Why? Because we have to be afraid, since there has been a spiritual deterioration in the hanoges of Jews in general. So maybe there has been a spiritual deterioration in the hanoge of Shochtim also, the Jews who undertake to share. So maybe he knows that he does not have experience and still he undertakes. That's why it was instituted, that fact. Now, Rav Chaim Brisker never gave Kabbalah to anyone, Poshrit, never. Why? Because he himself was not a sheikh. So Memele didn't want, even though somebody might not be a sheikh himself and still be a maybe, and the umness of Shrit of somebody else, I mean, one has nothing to do with the other. But because of that, he never gave Kabbalah. For a sheikh. Now, other than in Lithuania, in Hungary, so almost every rob in Hungary knew Shri. I mean, and that is a chisson, and not that's a big mile in the Hungarian, among the Hungarian daily. In Lithuanian daily, so most of the daily didn't know Shri. Most of the daily in Lithuania didn't know Shri, they didn't know Mile. But in Hungarian Rabbani, so almost everyone knew Shri and knew Mile. But many daily, Lithuanian daily, so they used to give Kabbalah to a sheikhet, even though they were not shochtim themselves. But he says here, the answer is, in other words, the Talmud Chochem who gives Kabbalah to a sheikhet must be convinced that the sheikhet is a bokeh b'yad. So even though someone, let's say a certain Talmud Chochem, who observes somebody shechti is not a shechet himself, but he can still make an accurate observation that the shechet is a pokibia. But Reb Chaim, because he didn't know shechit himself, so he always had misgivings. Maybe he'll think that the shechet is a good shechet, and maybe he's deceiving him, because if you don't know shechit himself, so it's not. That's how Reb Chaim felt. And my father, Zechel Lebrocha, also. He never gave Kabbalah to Shechet. And many times, you know, there was payness, because they are accustomed, the chef, they show the Chalef, and the chef before the Rav, and then the Rav gives him Kabbalah. And my father always, was a Rav in Europe, in towns, in big towns. And he had problems because of that. Reb Chaim also had problems. But because of this halacha, so Memele, they refused to give Kabbalah. But it's not a deed. That was just Ichshosher, the own. But in other words, even if somebody doesn't know Shchite, he can still make an accurate determination that the other one who shechts from it. V'lochi neyagim shekol avoyim lishchei seimchim aleyem lichatchile. ולא יבדקינו נעיסום, לא יבטחילה ולא יבסי. יכול המצויים אצל שחיתה, כבר לא תלוקה בולה לפני חוכם. ובקצת מכנס, נהגים להחמירי, יעמקבל אצל קסב מן החוכם לראה שנוסם לא יקבול. לא זה קבול. וכל שכן, אף על פי שנותו קבולה, יראה שיעזר לפחוק עם מלכה שחית. שנשגו לי מפיו ובליבה, שלא יישב. אמין. It doesn't have to be mentioned. that unfortunately today there are many shochtim who do not follow up this Ramo, who do not rehearse, who do not rehearse. So every month all of you are shvitim. That's the way it was done in Europe by the shochtim, the real shochtim. Every month they went over the tour with the Bes Yosef and the Mechaber and the Ramo, the Shach and the Taz. I mean, it was easy for them to go over every month. I mean, if they learned it, I mean, so every month they went over Hilche Shchite, the Tur and the Mechaber and Ramo and the Shach and the Taz. And besides the other scrolls, I mean, that the Sheikhet was expected, no, the Sheikh, I mean, all the scrolls, but that they didn't rehearse. But the Shochtim in Europe, the real Shochtim in Europe, not all the Shochtim are on the same level, I mean, just as today, you cannot compare one Sheikhet to another. So we have one Sheikhet who is a cow, I mean, who watches every Shabbos, I mean, the Shochtim, who watched the ball game on television with a clock. I mean, it's a true story. I mean, they didn't turn on the television, but with the clock, the tzorah to watch the ball game on television was so great that they, with the clock, they watched the ball game on Shabbos on television. So, and they have shochtim, tzaddikim, and lomdim. I mean, so in the old days, not only shochtim were the same, but the real shochtim used to rehearse Hilcha Shchita in the Tur and the Mechaber and Ramo and Shach and Taz every month, because of this Ramo. וכל שיחה איתם ובשבתו קבולה יראה שירזר לפרוקי מלכה שחיתה שיושגורים בפיו ובליבי של אישקו. And the same thing was done by the real suffering years ago. Real suffering, of course, today there is complete chaos. So people say, I mean, that they know there are so-called suffering in Yerushalayim who write mezuzes and Shabbos and such a chaos. But the real suffering, so they used to rehearse all the dinim of Tzav. Not every month, that would be too hard, but every few months, or maybe every half year. It's much easier to rehearse the Shchita than the dinim of Sofres, and so it's easier to know the halachas. So, Uchmei Sha'adim Bil Cheshchita, Umi Shepol Nishchei, כך הוא עדין בלחס דיקס הורי ובמי שבו נתק והנה הוא מנהוג המשובב חוזה ויש לבס לו אחר ולבריש החרבותקים והשוחתים ולבריש שיופקים ומומחים וקשב כי גודל איסר המחשבו בשחית עשר דיקס המסוי לחוב ואם בודקו איזה שייך איתו בייבק ונמצא שאין לי ידע אם לא תלפה מחס כבולו אי מטריפים למפריע מה ששוחד, זה אמרינון, אשתה הוא דיס, אבו, ואירות על כבולו, מאילו, כל מה ששוחד טריפו, גם כל הכלים שפישלו מהם, מה ששוחד צריך לנשת. Now, this is a controversial point. The task is really on this one. The Ramo says, now, suppose someone has been a sheikh. Someone has been a sheikh. And then, Talmid Chachamim decided to give him a trip. And they did, they tested him, and they found out that he doesn't know anything, nothing. He just doesn't know anything. He doesn't know the five halachas, the five iyonim, the pace of the shrit. He doesn't know. So of course he cannot be used as a sheikhet. But how about all the behemoths and the aphids that he was sheikhet before? Do we consider them as sheirets? But he doesn't know, so we say, well, this morning he forgot. He woke up this morning and he forgot the cheshite. But yesterday, when he sheikh the behemah, he still knew the cheshite. Or we say, why? He forgot only this morning. If he doesn't know anything now, so no probability yesterday, before yesterday, and the week ago, and the month ago, he didn't know either. So, the Ramo had two chuvas, two sources. One apparently contradicting the other. The Rashba says, in such a case, so we are matrif l'mafreya, everything that the Sheikh had checked. The Aguda says that it's kosher. Da gude in Chum says that the mafreya, everything is kosher. We can't have it. Everything is trade. Everything. I mean, I use the word trade, but it's not really a question of trade. It's neveil. Everything is neveil. Because the, in Rosh Hashanah, something cannot be eaten is called trade. So, but is, here it's not a shaila of trade. It's a shaila in regard to a baby. All right, you can say trade. But in regard to a sheikhet, it's not a question of trade. It's a question of neveil or not neveil. Of not neveil. So how does the Ramo reconcile the Rajbo, the Jewish Rajbo, and the Agud Elchum? So the Ramo in the Akim Eishe, and this is the same Aloche. So he says there is no machlikis between the Rajbo and the Agud. With the Rajbo, when he says that everything is Osea, Limafreya, you see, I mean, even the Ramo uses Rosh. Aber in Goynota, al Kabbola Neilom, kol ma shishocha treifo. It's not treifo. In respect to a beidik, we could say treifo. But in respect to a sheikhei, so it's not treifo. I mean, the treifo doesn't become treifo by virtue of the fact that the sheikhei doesn't know ilche shchite. By virtue of the fact that the sheikhei doesn't know ilche shchite, so it becomes the veil. But that's what it means. Because it's emotionally ordered. So the two terms are interchangeable, the Rosh and the Yodom. So even the Ramo, it means Neveu, that's what it means. Anyway, so the Ramo, in order to reconcile the Rajbo, the Jewish Rajbo, the Agudin Chum, so he says, the Rajbo is reference to a case of a Sheikhet who was never tested before. Was never tested. We let him share because we relied on Rid Mitzuyit Lashrit Mumchime. And he was never asked. He was never asked to show his kabbalah. He was never asked to show his kabbalah. So in such a case, so he couldn't have a chazoke in the mikor. If but an agude who says that l'mafreya everything is kosher is mutabachile has reference to a sheikh who showed his kabbalah, and kabbalah was written by someone a well-known Talmud Chochem. A competent, reliable Talmud Chochem. But now he doesn't know. So, at one time he knew. So, the question is, when did he forget? Did he forget 5 years ago? Or he forgot only this morning? So we say, we rely on Chazoke, like all Chazokes. And even though the Chazoke, the Aloche in Chazoke is, that even, not only do we rely on Chazoke, in the case where the Chazoke was never hura, even in the case where the Chazoke was Ura. But the question is, before or now, so we still rely on Chazoke. We still rely on Chazoke. So, and we say, since 5 years ago, he was a Bokin Chazoke. The question is, when did he forget the Chazoke? When is the Chazoke Hura? Was it Hura? One day after the Kabbalah was given to him, or it was Hura only yesterday, or this morning it was Hura. So then we rely on Chazoke and we say that Chazoke, the Chazoke, that status quo of knowing Ilche Shchite continued. Until when? Until the last moment. Until now it continues. We cannot say that it still continues, because now we see, but in regard to all the behemoths that he shot, who was sheikhed yesterday, so we have no raya that it didn't continue, so we say it continues. This is how he reconciles the Chumash Rajbo with David. Now, Sivbeis, in Tzorich Sheyeda Koch Lugadini, Elim Imar Torazeo Yisim Istabi Bishayeh, Tvili Bishafa Yedeya, Acheim Miral Rosso Muter, ובין כדי סיבית וכשחיתה שיסבוע וכמוד ריס סימן חומגימו ובדין דיקה זסקי ובדין דיקה זסמוני ואחר שחיתה כמו שיסבוע וכמוד סימן חופי in other words, it doesn't mean that the sheikh has to know everything in וכשחיתה. For example, in וכשחיתה we discuss unusual things too. Unusual things in connection with this is made, you know, I mean, shyness, they do not come up very often, but very seldom. So if a sheikh doesn't know these alochas that are not very relevant, so that doesn't pass in the shul. Because after all, I mean, it's not something that comes out very well. And if a sheikh doesn't know, what's the aloche in regard, let's say, to a moser, whether a moser who shechts achim reinitzon or not, there is a machlokes between the shach and the tas. If a sheikh doesn't know that, so he doesn't become disqualified as a sheikh. So he doesn't know this thing. This is not something that can come up in the course of history, therefore he's not a moser. So only those aloches that might come up in connection with his own shechit, so that he has to know. But the shaila, whether a moser is kosher to shech or not, that's not something that will come up in connection with his shechit, unless he himself is a moser. But so the mele, he doesn't learn. So only the relevant things. What are relevant? Of course, the five halachas that basically shechit is the most relevant things. But then b'dikas hasaki is also very relevant. And b'dikas hasimoni is also relevant. So, and he says, "Will beikinis in idil cheshchit she is born become on this simen chav gimel." Now turn to this simen chav gimel. So, what does he say here? "Kolpinis shia b'shchit, kol tavoch she idil cheshchit asra chusvasi, v'shia drosach voda agona b'iko." So then it says, "Shia." So, in other words, what is shia b'beimo? Gaso, what is shia b'beimo? Dako, what is shia b'beim? That's the most relevant thing. So, in other words, there are more spells out which things are relevant. That are miyaki. But the hilcha shchite that are not so relevant are not miyaki. Zeh, vim shocha, vilese kamon, yivdike, mikol loke, yivdiku bisimon, im nishchat rubo, vichol madeh shal nivda, bat kino. Vichol zemim keimei shal inoa agon nipo kabole, avon keimei shenei agon nipo kabole, כי אם אשכנז, והמשוך עם החיין, אין לי אגין ליבדק אחות וואו, וחמי של נזלות. מי שיהיה בי מי שיהיה ילך שחיתו, אף הוא שוך את אופנינו דל ידי פעומים, שחיתה אגונו, והוא יום ישר עד שבי לעצמא, שחיתו עושה יפסולו, אף הוא שוא עליהם, או עשיסו כך וכך, ומתחשובו סינירה ששוח את שלו, אין לי סמיכולו, ואת הוא אומר בו, לי ששחת ביופה, that's accepted by everybody. In other words, if somebody does not know, if we test the sheikh and we see he is not bottle of a sheikh, he doesn't even know what a kol means, he doesn't even know what tikkun is, or I think there's a machlokes is ashamed what it is, but he doesn't know the machlokes is ashamed of nothing, he doesn't know. So then, even, and then he was sheikh in a certain way, and then there are 80 who saw him sheikh a thousand times. Yaridi, who saw the sheikh, who doesn't know Ilcha Shechita, sheikh 1,000 times successful, without any problems. But this one time, 1,000 times, he was sheikh in the presence of other shechita. So there was no problem, so they saw, they were able. But this one time, he was sheikh when he was all by himself. Now he asked him, how did you sheikh? Oh, I sheikh properly. So he asked him, when you were sheikh, how did you do it? You just took the knife and cut it on the sour of him, the way you cut an orange, or you did it like this? So he said, I did it like this. And we asked him all kinds of questions. Did you have any pause from the moment you started to share until you finished? Did you stop for a moment? He said, no, I didn't stop for a moment. I did it in 2 seconds. He says everything. So it's still a surah. But after all, we know that 1,000 times in succession, he was sheikhing behemoths and successfully without any problems. And we asked him whether he made a pause, didn't make a pause, and he said he didn't make a pause. It would, whether he did it derech loch in Rivoye, and he tells us that he did it derech loch in Rivoye. So what kind of a choshi is there? Are we interested in his knowledge? I mean, per se, as long as he did it properly. So our is still that it's awesome. Why? Because if somebody doesn't know Ilcha Shechita, so he could not even alert himself at the time of the Shechita to make the proper observation. If you don't know what is important, what is essential, and what is not essential, so you are liable to make a mistake, even if you are tzaddik. Because in good faith, he might make a mistake. So if we ask him, did you shecht it like this or you shecht it like this? And he says, I shecht it like this. But if he doesn't know the importance, so he might not remember. So when I cut an orange, so I know, I mean, why should I cut an orange that a halacha b'avoye? But do I stop to make sure that I cut the orange there? He said, maybe sometimes, absent-mindedly, I cut the orange also there a halacha b'avoye. But I don't know. So Mele, since he doesn't know il cheshchite, so we cannot have any credence in his answers. Not because we appreciate him that he's a liar. But he might say an untruth in good faith. That's the law. But Loma Borli Sharadio, Umisha Darkin in Sali, Lom Yedi, Shemi Mosek, Vishohad Loma Borli Shalim Salafti, Nemo Mahash Yedil Hashri. Because insofar as telling us how Mashiach HaYidiv doesn't know the Dinim, he might make a mistake. But in regard to the question as to whether he became faint out of fear and out of his inability to see the blood of the behemoth, so that he can determine. So he has no knowledge. Mishi Yedim Be. So then, but there is a shite that we're not allowed to let someone who doesn't know it's a shite shech, even with a chirin rein al gabo. V'yesh machmirin v'yishchim, mitno lechatchil o mishchim, ma'acha she'eini yedeya hil cheshchim. Alright, now we pass. Bitur ein Preis, wieso bacht du kannst du dich sicher um lamisch nicht sagen, wie ich im Alpe. Ich kann mir doch nur diese, die ich alles misse ist. Ich sage, Schabes, wie gibt es da bei ihm, nicht sagen, wie man auch. Dich sieht, kannst du dich nicht mehr mit dir auch. Because na so, es hat die Präsitz Menschen, kannst du dich nicht mehr mit dir auch. Kannst du dich auch wem? So, kannst du dich auch wie man auch. Bevor sie nach. Wie haben wir Rabbi Judo, kannst du dich auch wie man auch. And here, the Torah also says, kannst du dich auch. Wieso wacht kasha tzivisichon. So here the Gemara says, Milami chenitztabe Moishe Balpe. Milami chenitztabe Moishe Balpe. So how is it? Vimkei maishne hach kasha tzivisichon min kasha tzivisichon. In connection with Shabbos et Kibudav, so the Torah says, Nasar Sadibras Kashatziba Nishamoya. Then we say it means more. In connection with Shchite, the Torah says, Vizobachto Kashatzibisich, the same kind of expression. And in connection with this Kashatzibisich, he says, Balpe. Why is it that one Kashatzibro means Bimoro, and one Kashatzibro means Balpe? Maybe. Both mean Bimoro, maybe both mean Balpe. V'yesh leimah adorashim kirish osom, v'mishnet eyaloi meishim ha'atzmi yoshein olem, v'avos meyolot moshi kiblo, hoya chizor umagin leh, v'chol mashikosu b'diris ha'acheneis, hoya kosu b'luchetz, v'chein shom ha'bisina, yad kan lishene, v'im kirikashem mide, divadem ha'shom ha'koli bohuchu, v'meishim ha'avos meyolot mishnet eyaloi, because that's a difference is mentioned not only Shmeis, it's mentioned in Dvorim also, and Dvorim, so was revealed to Moshe, Be'alvis Eyal, so Vimele, so Michal Viforei, Shalma Shalom Adimei, Ba'aboy Yei, Machamay Medar Sinai, Tereh Sheba'o Peh, Mashayim Kein Binyin Kashat Zifro, so in other words, so Vizofachto is mentioned only anymore. Masha'im ki nasar asadibres, it's mentioned in Eschal, but it's also mentioned in Yisrael. So vis-a-vis that which is mentioned only in Dvorim, and in not in Shmois as well, so there we say, so since this was revealed by this Neor, after the Avoyim Yehim, so the Mele we say, that it means kasha tzivisicho bal peh, in the Torah Shebal Peh, the avoy peh, that Moshe was mikabel the Torah Shebal Peh. Mashein kein kasha tzivisicho, that is mentioned only in Dvorim. And Dvorim, the text of Dvorim was revealed by this mayor. The text of Dvorim was revealed by this mayor. So now, in regard to Asha Tzivisicho that is mentioned only in Dvorim, so remember that was after the Avoye. So we say it means Baal Peh, in the Tirosh Baal Peh. But in regard to Asha Tzivicho that is mentioned in Dvorim and in Shmoyitz, so it's the same thing. So remember, so that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai at the time of Aseres Adibres. Aseres Adibres before the revelation of the Torah Shebal Peh. So remember, it couldn't mean Kasha Tzivcho in the Torah Shebal Peh, because that was mentioned to Moshe before the revelation of the Torah Shebal Peh. So what must it have reference to? To more. Masheinke. נכון, פה שמה שאומרים לא יהיה, מאחר מה עשים את יושב פה, מה שאין כי בגלל שציפו לכיבוד ואבאים, שביהיו להתיד פרס. So too it's mentioned in Dvorim also, but in Dvorim it is reiterated, and it's the same thing that was revealed בסיני, וכי שום הממש בסיני, לא שזה, על כל חוכבי אפשרים, אבי כוי על מה שלום הדיני, ועל פה במבייה, ואח הזה, או יועיס עם מבייהים, על כל חוכך מילואים, אני כל מורה, מצידו בפושט, אפילו נושא, כי יוכיחו הטייסט ונשכו מתנת פרק כואפסוי ששלושים שירו וחושב שם לא שבעבודים מתומם מוקדושים ואמורים לא סנת ולכתחיל השייכתי ויקום הלא שנייבת משום תומם מוקדושים בסדר גימורם תהיה גימורם אין שזה הכל שייכתי everybody, נושים, עבודים, תומם so also שלושים שירו so גימורם זה קשה עם זבוחים why does he use the lotion of the event? So גימורם is the terrence the reason is why the mission is zvochim uses the lotion of the event because in the list is mentioned Tomei and Tomei lechatchile lo yishrim mukdashim even b'sakim haruch so that's why the Mishnah in Zvochim uses washing the Eved. So Gemara is saying in Zvochim that the Eved applies only to Tomei mukdashim but all the other things that are mentioned like Noshim that is not in the Eved, that is in lechatchile. So we see from that Gemara in Zvochim that even b'kotchim So, in Misha, Kedjat Khatrila, because I was never to Tom Gosh, and we all have Mishim Gosh, Shmab Gosh of Khatrila, because we might have got Satin, Dushin, and Avede, is a machine, I've got the Shadikshir of Mashmabodin, and David of Khatrila, Yavde, Kim Yosin Shaki Soya, at Kamashani, in Kikoshe, Dum Mishimok, all of the Kapsul, was never. So, the Kashi is directed against the Gemara. ויש לימה, דעיד עבד לב לינניסה, לב לינניסה, כבר, דבד עמוד המנעדי, אפילו לחתחילה, אלא דשום מהירה, בהפך, מה ששימו או איסו, ולחתחילה למנוע עם עצמו, כי אם יחוסי, או אם שמחו מייסירה, אם מניח לחתחילה, כי אם הוא יחוסי. So the Tasa says, that when Tasa says in Lushin Dapayin Zayin, אפל גם שחית הקשירו, בנושם ועבודים, חיים דעבד, אבל חתחילה ליעבדה, so that לחתחילה is not the same לחתחילה that רשיינים say לגבי נושים בשחיתים or that גמורי זבוחים itself implies לגבי נושים בשחית הסקוטשים so גמורי implies that only תומים מוקדושים לחתחילה נעד but אישם מוקדושים אם לחתחילה they are when גמורי זבוחים says תומים מוקדושים לחתחילה נעד so it's a ניסגובו לחתחילה מי דרבון? but a ניסגובו Nisagomo, Mashein Kei. So, where is the Nisagomo Lechatchile Tomim Mokdoshim? But Ishe Mokdoshim, there is no Nisagomo. Mashein Kei, Mateisa says that by Shchita Skotchim. So, Lechatchile Noshim Vavodim should not do it. So that means Lechatchile, the Ishe herself, should not volunteer. But, so there are two Nishedes in the Tav. So, Mashesim also Lechatchile Ninoi Na'atzma, Ki'im Yechosim. That's the first Lashon of that. So, in other words, Lechatchile, in regard to us, so there is no Lechatchile. There is no Lechatchile. In other words, so if an Ishe insists she wants the Shechet, Kotchim, so we can let her. We can let that. There is no Lechatchila. But the Isha herself is in the Lechatchila. It's not a proper thing for an Isha to insist to share in Kochi. Not to insist to share the whole, because this is in Dushin Tabari Zayin, mentions it only in connection with the Kochi. So it's not the proper thing for an Isha to insist. But if the Isha does insist, it's all right for us to let her. So she is the one who is able to have her. But not to then the Tase is no. It's not a good thing even for us to let her share. But it's not an Isagom. It's not an Isagom. Now it's not an ideal thing. It's not a Midasidis. But Mashainke, Tomen Mikdoshim, so that's an Isagom. ועבודים בתורכו סב, עבודים משוחורים, ויתמי בסיוסף, הו משוחרר הוא כישחוי גומו, הוא כבר צוף וכפויים ועשרויים בין זה. So the Shach's Pshat is very simple. The Shach's Pshat. The Shach's Pshat. Let's see what the Shach says. ועבודים מחורות מאפים מכיר, התורכו סב, סיב בייז in the Shach. התורכו סב, עבודים משוחורים. ונראו מבורד דייטי, יסוגו ויסתם עבודים יש להם כל המידס הרוי יסייסר, מנורי כמפך הזה, כי להבין להם בשעז וחמדוך זה, because there is a gemore in Dushin, the gemore in Dushin, that this, I think, says, סתם עבודים confused to say, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tetsus. Rashi says, confused to say means, a kidnapper, it's a terrible thing, סתם עבודים are kidnappers, So, but they says, no doubt of a shame, reject Rashi's Pshat. Stam Avodim confused this. But what does it mean? Stam Avodim confused this. Misachim Mikubi, they are gamblers. Nothing. It's not so terrible as a guinea beverage. So in other words, so we see that many Avodim were reiki mupeir chazi. Were reiki mupeir chazi, gadmim mishad v'cham educhte. V'inu mechezkes kashvas. V'al koch apira shamas litzin, she'inviu atinsves, v'orosh, da Avodim shechtu l'chatfile, haidim v'imshochor, v'imloike, אפרופי שמור וטובר, אין להאמין לי על השליט. אלו מכיר לנעשה, שהוא כושר. אבל כשמכיר לנעשה, הרי הוא בכלל ראי מצויים את השחית המומחי, הוא מוזוק מהם, וכי כוס לרש בו. שהוא מביא בסיוע של דס הרמב״ם, דעבודים הם בכלל ראי מצויים. עושה שם, ראי מצויים את השחית המומחי, וכי נראה לי דס הדריש, ואם כן המחבר, שיש מתים אז משחורים, so the two mentions משחור, עבוד משחור, עלה עוד לחתכים את השחר. ותעבודים שהם משחורים, עלה עוד לחתכים את השחר.
שתיים משיכות ספציות, וקשי מהיר משיכו, ומאחורי משיכו ומאמן. ועל כך המחבר מהיר מכיר למעיצון, שאין שיר, וסתם עבוד עם אין הקשיר. ועוד הוא נזכיר המחבר משמסביר לי, וגם משום לי עוד עושבין לשאי שיר את נמר. וכדעת הרמבה, ורח שאיר בזיוס, ומשפוס כמסים הפותוש, הוא כך ויצחו הזכיר לי, ופשיט לו עדיף עבוד עם משום לי עוד. והבח יסקר המחבר, שם הרמבה בסמק משמע דעבוד עם בלדיו כיידים שמומחים, וגם יסקר להתרישי, ובין עדיין כמו שמצא.
So there is a chiddush in the shach. The shach, the way the shach explains the Torah, so it's not that the Torah shikei means that an eved not mishuchar is possible. Of course he's kosher. An eved is a pusher to Israel. So he's a bar zvichet. So the male in kishach. But in regard to an eved, we cannot apply what between the Torah shikei mumche. What would you say to Shukra? So many achidik on the shach. And they say that according to the Chaber, so we can apply the Yisui to Shchit and Mumchim even in respect to Nebet. But, the Amal Yagodi, who are reaching with the Chazim, but insofar as this Rob, Yisui to Shchit and Mumchim is concerned, so it doesn't depend upon a Balmides, in other words, even if someone is not a Balmides, he still wouldn't undertake to share if he doesn't know the script. So if it had been, if there had been a requirement that he share it in order to share and to be marvikin, that he knows the script, so it has to be about me there, so then we wouldn't say in regard to Avodim that Rob Avodim Avodim, because there are many Avodim who are reaching of Bechad. But it doesn't have to be Avodim. In other words, most Jews will not have such a degree of audacity, such chutzpah, such guts to undertake the shech when they don't know the shech. And if somebody doesn't know the shech, so he knows it now that he doesn't know the shech. He can fool us, but he cannot fool himself if he doesn't know, if he didn't learn the shech. So he certainly knows it now that he doesn't know the shech. So the name of the Achilin comes on the shech, and they say that according to Pshat and Mechaber, even if he is not makirin the neve, that he knows you hashrike, so he still can let him share. But the shach says no. The shach says that in regard to Avodi, who many of whom are reaching the Pechazim, so in Meile, there is no rob. It's not only there isn't the rob of 90%, there is even the rob of 51%. Since many of them are reaching the Pechazim, so in Meile, So this chutzpah of undertaking the shech without knowing your shechite is very likely. It is of it ashok. So why does the mechaber say stam avodim? Because the mechaber, when the mechaber says hab stam avodim, im avodim im shechorim, the mechaber is reference to a case where we know that this Eved knows what is written. So then we can let him shach l'chadchila. So why doesn't he say it? The answer is because the Mechaber passed it like the game. The people started to destroy the Gomor, who comes if we don't know him, so we still have to test it. Only thing is, we have to test him, can postpone the testing until after the shach. But according to Pshat and Mechaber, we cannot let him shach unless we test it. So that means that everyone who is allowed to share is going to be tested. So the main way, he didn't have to spell it out in connection with Avodah. But the Mechaber remained to the two, that in case where we don't test it, so then we're not allowed to let an Eved shach l'chadchila, because even Yisroel Gomor, we're not allowed to let shach l'chadchila. But there will still be a difference between an Eved Gomor, between an Eved and Yisroel Gomor. Because in respect to Yisroel Gomor, the Pshat of Mechaber, we can let him shach l'chadchila as long as we have the intention of testing him afterward. Mashiach in respect to an Eved, so they are the Mechaber wouldn't say according to the shach, according to the shach, Pshat Mechaber. The shach, the Mechaber wouldn't say that we can let stam an Eved, Shech, without even testing him before the Shchuteh, as long as we have the intention of testing him later on, because maybe he will disappear. Maybe he'll disappear.
Eveders regilin?
What is that?
Eveders regilin by Shchita? Eveders rogil by Shchita?
No!
No, sir, it doesn't apply what the Torah says about the rogilin by Shchita.
So, in other words, but if we test him and we know he knows Yoha Shchita, so then we can let him share it. Alright. Now, the Taz. So what the Shach says is very reasonable. But what the Taz says is very strange. Ja, wat in de toekomst van de Mishachon is. Die samen met Jozef van Mishachon is gewoon gommel. Hoe wordt wacht, dan kan mooie baas gooien, wie is dit? Wil je hier dan van Mishachon, Mishachon? Enig is gewoon gommel met alles voren. Zeg je wat zien we met de Shiaal, hoe waren ze daar gemeen? Zie men toch, hoe staat het heet? Die zo'n schenig niet tegen, gaan we Rabbi Snosje naar voren in Mishachon. Maar ik wil echt wel met Mishachon, zo'n geen goeie, ik wil je zo. Ik kan dat de Mishachon, de Gosje, kan wel zijn waar voren. Je is alleen maar, die Mishachon komt mij weg. Nu niet zo, zo'n naam voren, die mag je maken. So we see one thing from the Taz. The Taz says, as Pshat in the door comes from Avodah Mishachor. So it's just as Kashi is, Avodah Mishachor, that's Yisroel Gomor. So let him say, let the Torah say, Hakol Shor, Lechatkhile, Akilu Gere. Does he have to say Akilu Gere? It's Gere, it's Yisroel Gomor. So why should he say, Akilu Avodah Mishachor? Avodah Mishachor. So he did, now of course if the Taz had agreed with the Shach, there would certainly be a discussion. Because according to the Shach in the Mechavea, so when the Torah says Afilu Avodah Mishachorim, he doesn't mean to exclude Avodah Sheni Mishachorim. He means Avodah Sheni Mishachorim also. But vis-a-vis Avodah Sheni Mishachorim, so he cannot rely on him unless we test him first. In regard to Avodim Sheni Mishachorim, we don't have to test him first. We can test him later on, after the Shabbat. So in many ways, there is no kasher. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that, why does the Gemara have to tell us, it's a Mishnah in Zvochim, in regard to Kochim, that the Yishochtu, Shchitosom Shemo, and the Gemara says in Zvochim, that the Roshan of the Eved is used only because of Tomid and Mudoshim, but as far as Noshim Ba'avodim are concerned, so then he will have chile, that's what the Gemara is Zvochim. So even Bekochim, the Mishnah says in Zvochim that the Eved can share. Allah Kama Bechamo, an Eved Bechum, so the Taz assumes that according to the Torah, when the Mishnah in Zvochim says that an Eved can share Kochim, certainly whom is a reference to an Eved Mishuchah. So that's not like the Shach. According to the Taz that agrees with the Shach, just in the Mechaber, in the Torah, if the Taz has agreed with the Shach, just in the Torah, so then there is no kasher, because the Torah is made, according to the Shach, the Torah is made, that when the Mishnah says Avodim, it means Avodim Shein HaMishuchah. But he mentions Avodim Mishuchah in connection with the case when Damo Achir named Malgabo, so that, and he wasn't tested, so then only Avodim Shechor, if he wasn't tested. So the question is, but so we see that the Taz is Chilik. So we see that the Taz is Chilik on the Sham. And the Taz assumes, he takes it for granted, that when the Torah says Avodim Shechor, he means, Eved Sheni Mishachor, even the Eved Shechor is too long. And even if it's a chilim rein eisav, because the Torah has the kashe, the Taz mentions the Bais Yosef's kashe against the Torah, because apparently the Bais Yosef also assumed that the pshat in the Torah is like the Taz. Otherwise, the Bais Yosef wouldn't have any kashe against. If the Bais Yosef had assumed that the pshat in the Torah is the way the Shach says, then there wouldn't be any kashe. But the Bais Yosef has the kasher against the Torah, if only an Eved Mishuchah is allowed to share. But an Eved Sheini Mishuchah is not allowed to share.
And Shchitot is Psula. And Shchitot is Psula. So when the Mishnah in Zvachim says that the Nevet Keshach Kochi, the Mishnah in Zvachim is referenced only to Nevet Mishukha. And Nevet Mishukha. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? Why doesn't the Mishnah in Zvachim say that the Ger Keshach Kochi? A Ger is Yisrael Gomo. So Nevet Mishukha, what is an Nevet Mishukha? Is the Yisrael Gomo? That's the Kasha. So we see from the Taz and from the Bes Yosef that they assume that the shita of the two is that the never change Mishukha, even if he shares the Eved, even with Achim Reirin, so a never change Mishukha, so she's talking to him. And when does the Mishnah say, when does the Mishnah hear it right? It says Hakel, it means everybody. So, and the Mishnah in Zvochim spells out, Noshim Babodi, that they can share. So that's a never Mishukha. And never be shukha. But the never shayim is shukha. So shukhidot is so even there. Even there. And we see that the Bes Yosef shite was also like that in the two. But the Bes Yosef is chayim. The Bes Yosef is chayim. As a matter of fact, this shah of the shah in the Mechaber is a little strange because that's all with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is the same person as the Bes Yosef. And we see from the Bes Yosef that he assumed that according to the two, that according to the two, so, and never change Mishukha, if he shares, he never even with Achim Reina and so on. So, Shchitot is Psula. Otherwise, the Bes Yosef wouldn't have been the Kashe. So, how can the Shach say that the reason is why the Mechaber mentions Achim Avodim, and he doesn't say Achim Avodim Mishukhori, he says just Avodim, because he also agrees with the two. But when he says Avodi, he has reference to the case where we are baby keeper. But they all say we didn't know. But how could he agree with the two when he's Masik Avodi? When he's Masik Avodi. So how does the Shah say that Pshat in the Bes Yosef, in the Mechaber? So apparently, the Shah assumed that the Mechaber wrote this Chiddush later, after he wrote his Pirush on the Pirush Bes Yosef on the two. So the Shah apparently assumed that when the Bes Yosef wrote his Pirush Bes Yosef, when the Mechaber wrote the Pirush Bes Yosef on the two, when he was younger, so at that time he assumed that the two really holds that the Nevi Chini Mishukha cannot share. So that's why I'm discussing. But later, when he was older, so then the Mechaber understood the right of Shachmuk. But it's a little strange. But the Taz, he assumed the same thing as Bes Yosef, that according to the Torah, when the Mishnah in Zvachim says that the Nevet can share the Kochi, certainly in Chul, so it means the Nevet Mishukha, so that the Kashi, but the Nevet can Mishukha, cannot share his possibly Nevet with the Raisit. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah that the Nevet can share means a Nevet Mishukha. So the question is, a Nevet Mishukha Michael Mashlom is the Yisrael Gomo? So the Taz gives the Tevet, no. Even a Nevet Mishukha, Eini Yisrael Gomo Mitzal HaSvore, Shechim Motzilu Bimet Mishyalku, Parshas Achremeis, Viseichechem Lechabeis, Noshim Vavodim Mishukhomi, הרי לפניך, זה עבד משוך הצורך ריפוי איפה אישו. אם כי נביא מישהו שחושב כאן, לא שבעה בונים, יש להם אבי משוכו במקום הירה. ויהיו נעיצוסו מן המפורש במורים אחרים. אם נצבן, אני מבטל את זה. ואין עבד משוכה, אין עבד משוכה, צורך ריפוי כמו אישו? נא, אישו, צוענים, אישו היא בסיין ישראל, היא בסיין משת ישראל, זה מי אישה. Isho is two of his essential admanha. What's the difference between an Isho and an Isho? In regard to Isho. In regard to Isho says there is no difference. There is no difference. There are certain Zuri that Yoshim Anat Nicha, let's say, the Rav of the Takifu Pas Veshchem is not incumbent upon Yoshim. So there is a special Zuri Zakos. The Rav of Pas Konchem Yiskalichu so it does not apply to Moshe. Not apply to Moshe. Even if a woman has it here, So she's allowed to shave it off with the tongue. With the tongue. So, but generally speaking, so in regard to races, so noshi ishwa kosu ish the whole races is a bateo and the whole one is a bateo. But in regard to mitzvahs, there is one difference. In other words, noshi av tura isav mitzvahs shenaz man kome, and noshi av mechuye mitzvahs shenaz man kome. And in regard to mitzvahs man kome, there is an equation, there is an analogy between noshi and avodim. Because avodim are also tura of mitzvahs shenaz man kome. But he says, v'yesh lima, so he says, harim yifameh achot evet mishuchah tzor chribuye kmo isho. But, in other words, evet mishuchah tzor chribuye kmo isho, so that means that just as an, so that means that just as an isho is tzor of mitzvah shel zman chomer, and evet mishuchah should also be potter of mitzvah shel zman chomer. I mean, is that conceivable? That doesn't make sense. He says, "Harei ponecho, the evet mishucha tzorch nibuye kmo ish." So that means, suppose an isho is mufka of certain things. So an evet mishucha is also mufka. In other words, if an isho is not mufka, so we have to have a posse that an evet mishucha is not mufka either. So how about this is that has one come? So an isho is mufka. So that means that the Nevet Mishukher is also Mokhi. Nevet Mishukher is what else? It doesn't make sense at the time, what he said. So he says, Bisechechem Rabbeis Noshim Vavodim Mishukhov Harei Mifonecho Nevet Mishukher Tzorech Rebuyek Moisho. In Kina the Mishne, the Choshev Kam Noshim Vavodim, the Mishne is Mokhi that says that Noshim and Vavodim can share Kochim. So that means a Mishi can share kochim, and a Nevet Mishukha can share kochim. A Nevet Sheini Mishukha cannot share kochim. Only a Nevet Mishukha. But that's a chidesh. So of course, just as it is a chidesh with a Misho, that a Misho can share kochim, a Misho can share kochim, so it's a chidesh that a Nevet Mishukha can share kochim. What's the analogy between a Misho? We have an analogy between Misho and Avodim Sheino Mishukhor. We got him to say that Shazman Gomez. But where do we find an analogy between a Misho and a Rebbe Mishukha? Where do we find the only analogy between a Misho and a Rebbe Sheino Mishukha is in respect to Mrs. Sese Shazman Gomez. So, Mrs. Sese Shazman Gomez, So an Isha is Mechuyeves, and the Rechei Mishukhar is Mechuyeves. This is a Zman Gomer. So an Isha is Tzoro, and the Rechei Mishukhar is Pota. But where do we have an analogy between an Isha and the Rechei Mishukhar? There is no such analogy. So the main way he says, Av Mishne Lechoshev Kam Noshim Vavodi, in regard to Shechit HaSkotchi. So it's a Chidesh. It's a Chidesh. What's the Chidesh? And then the Tashit in it, I mean, not the Tash Shite, but the Tash Shite in the Tur means that according to the Tur, so an Eved Sheini Mishukha means possible to share. Even with Achim Rebbe. So you have to understand it. After all, it's just its word. Now, I think that when the Tash said, in Kena, the Mishne, the Choshev, Kandoshim, the Avodim, that means Avodim, Mishukhah. So the Taz is not referring to an Eved that is Mishukhah Ligam. Because what was the procedure when an Eved received the Shtar? Now the Rambam says in the Surah Bir, the Rambam says, the Rambam says in the Spirit, in Timum Luchas Yisur Ebiye, Halokhi Yivvei, Kishin Ishtachri Roe Ebe, Tzorech Tzila Acheret, Mishnishwe Shob, Yeyi Shevoi, Tikomer Gerusim, Viyye Kim Yisroel, ואם צורך לקבל עוד מצווה, זו ידיעי קריאדות, שאנחנו ידיעי כי שטוב המשמעת. So, when נבד gets לשטח שיחו, from the audience, so then he has to undergo a second thing. Because when נבד becomes a נבד, I'm not talking about the נבד who was born, but the initial, or the initial shikho. So, in order to become a shikho tnaim, or in order for a nochri to become a nevet, he must undergo geos, the same kind of geos as a nochri undergoes when he converts himself to Israel. So, in other words, he must have vilet, vilet kabbalah smitzit, and the woman, a nochri, must undergo vilet kabbalah smitzit. And three will come out. Now, so if Inochri agrees to become an Eved of the Lord in Israel, and then it's nine, so how does he become? Just by agreeing to become an Eved nine, he doesn't become an Eved nine. If he just agrees to become an Eved, he becomes an Eved all. But if he wants to become an Eved nine, so then he must have Mile, Tvile, and he has to be become Eved. That is the first. And then, if a woman in Ochris wants to become a ship of minus of Israel, so then she must undergo to the land, she must be in Kabbalah's nature. Then, all the children of this ship of minus says, so they are very loving time, they don't have to undergo a process of Kabbalah. But the initial event, the initial ship of minus, the first one who converts himself from Gaius to Agus, to Deus of Agus, must undergo a process of Deus. So, now, and suppose an ordinary is Bishachir and Eved, then he must undergo Tfilah a second time. He must undergo Tfilah a second time in order to become a Yisroel God. So the Shita of the Mukiyeh says that the second Tfilah is only the Rabbah. I mean, the Rai said, he becomes the Ger Gomor, the Yisroel Gomor, immediately upon the receipt of the Shtashim. But Tesis and the Rambam are both there. But there is still a Machlech, in other words, Tesis in the Vomit, and the Rambam are both Chelik and Mekiyot. According to Geis, the second Tfilah, the Tfilah after the Shtashim is only the Rambam. In the Rai said, it doesn't have to be taken. But Tesis in Yevomis and Tesis in Dushim and the Rambam, they hold that the second Tfilah is not a Tidrais. It doesn't become Yisroel Gomor, Yisroel Gomor, until he undergoes the second Tfilah. But there is a Machlech between Tesis and Rambam. According to Tesis, the second Tfilah can take place even before the Eved accepts is the Kabbalah of Shtar Shikho from the Ordin. Suppose the Ordin intends to the Mishachar there, yes, and he tells him on Sunday morning, tomorrow I am going to give you Shtar Shikho. So the Eved can go to Beis Din on Sunday before he was the Kabbalah of Shtar Shikho and tell Beis Din that his Ordin expects to give him the Shtar Shikho tomorrow, and Beis Din can be tabled. And then, once he receives the Shtashim, the Kabbalah Shtashim Chol, there will be a Gyanom, according to the Rambam, no. Any feeling that takes place before the Eved was the Kabbalah Shtashim Chol is null and void. It must take place only after the Kabbalah of the Shtashim. Now, so the Mukiyeh Shittim is that the second feeling is only the Rambam. There is a very long Kabbalah. So, Reb Chaim explained the Shtes Rambam. Reb Chaim said this following. Actually, now let's see the Rosh Rambam in regard to the first Tfilah. Perikizimu Milchaz Yisroel, Bi Yahloch Yudal. כשם שמורים ומסביר לנסגרים, כך מורים ומסביר לנסעבודים, הנלקוחים נעקום בשביל העבדות. הלכי אחרת נעקום וכילים האלה יתרון של נחילים, כל עצמי, והוא שיהיה יוימה ונספילה, הרי ניתנו בפניכם משום גאירות. ואם טוב עוד לפני רבי, הוא צורך לפורש, אלו כי מי שטוב על, נשתחר. ולפי חוף צורך רבי, זאת במים עשיהו, את החשיבודי, ומדיע לפני הדיונים, שלשם אדבוס מדבילה. ואיזה תהילה אלו בפני שלישו, וביהי, כי גאה, שמיצת גאות. So the initial geus, by an eved, we have two kinds of geus. We have the initial geus, when it becomes an eved. The initial eved. I mean, not the eved was born to a shifra. So he or she doesn't require any geus process. But the one who was born an ordinary goy, or an ordinary nochas, and then he or she decides to become an eved, or a shifra shnayim. So he or she must undergo a process of guilt. The same process of guilt. The same process of guilt. And according to most Rishonim, so they are subject to all the dinim. Just as ordinary guilt require das of the ge'er. So this kind of guilt also requires das of the eved. Suppose someone was giving shal the kibush mohammed, a certain nochi, and he's an eved all, and then he wants to force him to become an Eved Naimi. But if David says, no, I don't want to become an Eved Naimi, he cannot become an Eved Naimi. He cannot Naimi. In other words, because Deus requires that. So he must undergo Mile and Tfile and Kabbalah Mitzvah. Kabbalah Mitzvah. And the Rambam calls the initial Deus, he calls it Mikzat Deus. Then, when the Odin gives his Tashicho to the Eved Naimi, the Eved Naimi is becoming his Tashicho, then he must undergo another Deus. That's the three Lashayis. The three Lashayis. So, that, Boi Gomro HaGeus. At the time of the second Tfile, the Rambam says, the Geus is completed. So what does it mean? So, the time says, that means that an Eved does not have the full vision of Israel. The Eved does not have the full vision of Israel. Eved has only partial vision of Israel. And that's the reason as to why the Medrash Yalkut Parashas Achemeis Bisechachem Rabbis Noshim Vavodim. No, that's nothing to do with it. I mean, here it says Noshim Vavodim Shechor. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. So, an Eved has only partial vision of Israel. Has only partial vision of Israel. Not the full vision of Israel. So Reb Chaim says there is a fundamental distinction between the p'tur of an eved from Mitzvah Shazman Home and the p'tur of Noshim. Noshim have the same vision as Israel as Noshim. No difference. So, it's still the p'turim of Mitzvah Shazman Home. So that means vis-a-vis Noshim, there is a special p'tur. Noshim are part of Mitzvah Shazman Home. Sigdra Zakosha. That even though Noshim have the same vision as Israel as Nish, but the Torah exempted Noshim from in regard to Noshim. So it's a special privilege that it's an exemption, that the Torah exempted the Noshim from all obligations that are contingent upon Zman. Masha'im came in regard to Avodim. So the reason is why Avodim after Zman Gomeh, because vis-a-vis Zman Gomeh, they do not have sufficient vision of Israel. In other words, Mitzvah Shaloi Azman Gomeh requires only partial vision of Israel. And then it does not have full vision of Israel. So, vis-a-vis Lensis and Mitzvah Shaloi Azman Gomeh, so we don't need full vision of Israel. Partial vision of Israel is also enough to be the Chayavi in Lensis and Mitzvah Shaloi Azman Gomeh. But vis-a-vis Mitzvah Azman Gomeh, so the full vision of Israel is required. And since a body do not have the full vision of Israel, so Mele, the authority of Israel, Masheiki Noshi, they have the full vision of Israel. There is no diminution of vision of Israel in Noshi. So, and still now for that, so for vis-a-vis Noshi, it's an exception. But vis-a-vis Avodim, it's not an exemption. Because they don't have the full vision of Israel to be mechuye in Mitzvah Shazman Gomeh. I mean, the Chaim says that in the Rambam. There might be, that does not mean that this is the shite of Tesis also. So that means, according to the Rambam, According to the Rambam, there will be a difference. Let's say, a Misha is Torov, is essentially a man home, so she doesn't get as much schar as a Nish from Mrs. Nathakome, because God Ma'am Tzule, they think we shame Tzule. But if a Nisha is Mikhail, if a Nisha is Mikhail, Mrs. Sessions has Nangome, so she has to give a mitzvah. We see that our meaning is to make a broche, and Mrs. Sessions has Nangome. But these are via body. So the reason is why the Aturis of Mrs. Sessions has Nangome is because Mrs. Sessions has Nangome require Kudush and Israel. So in Melee, if an Ebbe will put on film, he will not even have a give a mitzvah. If a Nisha puts on film, of course it's not a proper thing today for a Nisha to put on film. Because even men who are mechuyev in film, so only put it on during film, and they are not allowed to keep the film after film, because we do not have such a matrei of men. So, but in the garden, since they are mechuyev, so they are mechuyev. Mashaink in regard to Noshi who are Turis. So the same Nisa that applies to a man today to put on film Korayim, so certainly applies to Isha to put on film even for one moment. But Yichal Bashol, the Gemara says, who is a Manachas film? So why? Even though she was Turo, but the Kima Mitzvah is. Mashaink in an Ebbe didn't put on film, according to the Rambam, he will not even have a Kima Mitzvah. Because the business why I got him after the message of Mangome, because it's not an exemption. Because vis-a-vis a body, so the full vicious Israel is required. And the Nebet has only part of the Israel. So that's why the Rambam calls the Geirus of Avdus mixed there. Why? Because the initial Geirus endowed the year before Nochi and Ebedoro with partial Kedushas Yisrael. Now, when the Eved gets the Shtar Shichu, so what does the Shtar Shichu do? The Shtar Shichu is matkia the status of Abdus. But the Shtar Shichu cannot endow it with the additional Kedushas Yisrael. This transition from partial Kedushas Yisrael to full Kedushas Yisrael has to be realized, has to be affected through another deus at the second feeling. That's the purpose of the second feeling. That's the purpose of the second feeling. So Mimele, Reb Chaim says, suppose an Eved, he was put out of the succession as Mangome, and then the Orden gave him a Shtashir. And he took 6 months until he went through the second feeling. So in those 6 months, intervening between the Kabbalah of the Shtar Shichu and the second Tfile, he is potter of Mrs. Sessions has Mangome. Why? Because the Shtar Shichu had the effect of annulling the status of Abdus. So, in Eved, there are two kinds of aloches. First of all, in Eved, has certain aloches that emanate from the status of Abdus that the Eved has. For example, Akum Yirash is only Vatero. So Enochi has Yiches. Enochi has Yiches just as in Israel. No difference. Akum has no Yiches. Because we learned out from the Posse, Shvulochem Poim Machameir, that an Eved has no Yiches. But an Akum, so we cannot say that an Eved has no Yiches. Because in regard to Yiches, so we require the full Vishes Israel. In regard to Yiches, no Kedushas Yisrael is necessary. Akum Yerush is something about Teiru. And still an Eved has no Yiches. So this Alochet that an Eved has no Yiches emanates from the status of Abdus. So suppose an Eved Knaini was the Kabul the Shtar Shichu, so the status of Abdus was Poker. The Shtar Shichu was Mapkia, the status of Abdus. And then he had a child before he underwent the second Tfile. He had a child, so the child is Mesiachis Eftar. And if that child will be Chayvul Him, will be Chayvis, if an Eved had a child, before he received the Shtar Shichu, and that child hits him, is Chayvul Him, he's not Chayvis. Why? Because an Eved is Mufkav Yichus. But this Aloche that an Eved is Mufkav Yichus emanates from the status of Abdus. The status of Avdus is only Shayer as long as he wasn't Mikabulis Hashachicho. But the moment he was Mikabulis Hashicho, so the status of Avdus is Poka. So the Mele, he has here. But, so there are two dinim in an Eved. There are certain dinim of Eved that emanate from the status of Avdus. And, but, in regard to the succession of Mangome, the reason is why the nine is water of the succession of Mangome is because the succession of Mangome requires full vicious Israel, not partial vicious Israel. So the Mele, even in Eved 90, he already received the Shtashir. But before he was Tevel, with the original Deos, he was endowed for the original Tvile, he was endowed with partial vicious. So, how can he become endowed with vicious Israel through the second feeling? So, suppose 5 years intervened between the Kabbalah of the Shtar Shichu until the second feeling. So, in those 5 years, according to the Rambam, so it's potter of the Shtar Shichu. He has yichus, because the Shtar Shichu terminates the status of Avdus. But the full vicious Israel, he doesn't have. Death has to be dead. Has to be acquired through the second feeling. So when does it become potter? When the Rambam says, "La'achash mishtachar ha'evet teilu shenis u'boi tikomer gerusei." Tikomer gerusei with respect to what? In order to get the full kedushas Israel. In order to prove the Israel. Now, so the Mukieisef shite, the Mukieisef is also meaning. Mukieisef says that the second feeling is only required with Rabbanan, with Reisenab. So, the Mugiyesev is also maintained that until the Eved is Nishtachaya, so the Eved does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. The Eved does not have full Kedushas Yisrael, only partial Kedushas Yisrael. But the Mugiyesev Shiti is that the reason as to why an Eved does not have full Kedushas Yisrael is because he has the status of an Eved. One who has the status of an Eved cannot be endowed with full Kedushas Yisrael, because full Kedushas Yisrael is inconsistent with Avdus, the status of Avdus. So it's not that the initial Geulos is incapable of endowing him with full Geulos. No, the initial Geulos is capable of endowing the heretofore Eved Olo with full Geulos. But as long as he remains an Eved, so the Avdus is miyake in acquiring full vicious Israel, only partial vicious Israel. But the moment he receives the Shtar Shichu, so maybe he doesn't need any other Geulos. So then he acquires full vicious Israel as a result of the initial Geulos. That's the Shita Mugeisim. And the Rambam Shita, the Rambam Israeli, the Rambam says, the Rambam Shita is that the initial Geulos only endows him with partial vicious Israel. So then, when after he nishtachaya, so true, the status of Avdus is poka, but in order to become endowed with full vicious Israel, he must go through another Geulos, another feeling. Sheboitigoma Geulos. That's the machlokes. So anyway, but everybody is made it, that as long as he is an Eved, even the Mugiyesev is made it, he cannot have full vicious Israel. Full vicious Israel. So in Melee, there are two alochas in an Eved 9 that was not Mishnachel. One is the Abdusik alochas. The Abdusik alochas, that has nothing to do with the lack of full vicious Israel, because that's the creator of the Abdus. Yiches is something that is possessed by an Akum also, but by an Eved not. So Mimele, the moment he receives the Shtar Shichu, so he has Yiches. But in regard to the success of Shatman Kome, and Eved is potter not for the same reason that the Nisha is to draw. A Nisha is an exemption, it's a privilege. It's an exemption. The Torah was not Mechayev, Noshi, with Mitzvah Shatman Kome. But as far as Bishas Yisrael is concerned, so they have the same full vicious Israel as an each, no difference whatsoever. By avoiding, the reason as to why they are pturim of Mrs. Azman Rome is because vis-a-vis Mrs. Azman Rome, we require the full vicious Israel, and avoiding don't have the full vicious Israel. So in Melech, even a Neve, according to the Rambam, even a Neve who was Nishtach, who was Mekabu Nishtach Shechor, but if he wasn't tabled yet, the Tzvila Shnishniyot, So then, he still does not have the full vicious Yisrael. He still does not have the full vicious Yisrael. So in Mele, according to the task shot in the tour, so the tour sheet is that a never chain in Mishukha, a never chain in Mishukha is possible, A never chain in Mishukha is possible to share. So what is possible to share? And when the Mishnah Zvachim says that a never can share, so the Mishnah Zvachim is reference to never be Mishukha. So the question is, the Mishnah Zvachim is, a never Mishukha, we need Chidesh. I mean, why doesn't the Mishnah Zvachim mention that a ger can share Kochi? A ger is the same status as a Yisrael Gomor, So the answer is, he needs a chiddush. He says, it means that the chiddush is that even an eved mishucha, when the Ta'a says that an eved mishucha, that's the chiddush, we could say that even an eved mishucha shouldn't be able to share the Ta'a's reference to an eved who got the Shtar Shechur and who did not undergo the Tzvila Shniyo. Now, if he didn't undergo the Tzvila Shniyo, so we could say, anyway, we see that according to the Torah, according to the task shot in the Torah, so an Eved Shein in Mishukha cannot check in the Eved the Shechitos in Tzor. Why is Shechitos in Tzor? Now, an Akum if he not Hishech, so Shchitos is Tzula, Shchitos is Nevela V'Dereis. But there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. Why is it possible? So, the according to the Rambam, so Inochi Shchite is Asuro because of the Pasik, because of Vahaltam Zifrit. So of course, according to the Rambam, he couldn't apply it in Eved, because the Pasik, the call of Vahaltam Zifrit, has reference to Nakubamish. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach as to whether, and there are two Yosoyas in the Rambam, as to whether, according to the Rambam, if a Gefesh of Shach, so it's the Veil of Midraise or only the Veil of Midrabon. So it's a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, and it's two Yosoyas in the Rambam. So,